ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. Be nice to hear what you saw, any experience you had that stuck in your mind, because this coming to the Dham and doing service in the Dham, hearing in the Dham, leaves an impression in the heart. And oftentimes there'll be something notable, something that is unexpected that comes into our mental system, into our heart, that seems like a gift from Krishna. Even may seem like something very simple, like today for me, when we were in the parking lot, when we pulled up, and it seemed like there was nothing. And then we pushed a little further, and then we found that there was the mother load. Bengalis everywhere. And we went up to one group of young people. They were smoking, and they were kind of rough and tumble. And then we showed the book, and they started saying, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And that beautiful sound vibration of hearing the holy name, and you can understand, these are elevated people. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, if one time I hear the holy name come from the mouth of a person, then I know this is the best of people, the best among all the population. And one other place, we were talking to a man, he gave a donation after searching a little bit, and then maybe it was Nagar Kirtan, he said, you can also give your matches. Was that you, Nagar? So the man pulled out his book of matches. I hadn't seen them, but Nagar picked them out, and he handed those over too. I always like to bring those home and light the incense for the deities. His special satisfaction. So what did you see or hear today? What experience did you have that stuck in your mind or your heart? Yes. Naima Saranya.
Hare Krishna. So there was a point made yesterday and today by Prabhu, and Prabhu was talking about Gambhira, how it's very important to have, you know, you have the temple and you also have something which is very private, which is very close to your heart. And, you know, being there yesterday at Gambhira and seeing how, you know, Mahaprabhu was there for so many years, you know, in such a small room, and, you know, all the ecstasies he experienced there, that was very profound. And the second thing which really struck me today was, you know, how Prabhu said about, you know, taking the danda and breaking into three, and, you know, leaving no designation, and, you know, how relating that to book distribution, how we should give it to everyone. And that was very nice.
Jai, thank you. Now Hari Dave, and then we'll go over to this side of the aisle.
One very touching point for me was when Madhavananda Prabhu today mentioned about how one can cultivate love for the holy name. He said there are two things, two secrets. One is to pray for others so that they can become Krishna conscious, and then also to take shelter of Lord Nityananda. So those were very, very, very touching points.
Nice.
Indrajana Maharaj is watching your class, so he asked me to ask a question on his behalf.
Hare Krishna.
How to keep this ecstatic mood you're all experiencing when you all return to the West?
Well, first of all, we'd like to offer our Sahasrakoti Dandavats to His Holiness Indradyumna Swami. Who knows? Who from Manhattan to Mongolia knows the secret of keeping the ecstatic mood going, as he embodies that mood just by seeing him. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, the most advanced devotee, just by seeing, you'll begin chanting Hare Krishna. Welcome, please come. Sorry, Maharaj, your cat walked by. So he's part of our Sankirtan party. Yes, this is the great science of once Satyadev Prabhu and I were traveling together to Japan and we stopped over in Hawaii. We were having such a nice time hearing and chanting in the morning and then going out on book distribution in the afternoon, coming back in the evening. Actually, if we've been there a couple times together traveling, we stopped there. Once our godbrother Guru Kripa was there. We were having an evening program. We went from an ecstatic evening kirtan, and then we were starting to have a Bhagavad Gita class. And there was a break between the after the kirtan and while we were setting up for class, maybe only about a minute. But it was so painful to him that there was a break for 60 seconds that he said, keep the vibration going, keep the vibration going. And we picked up that mantra, keep the vibration going, as a Mahavakya. As Rupa Goswami says, Tannama Rupa Charitari Sukirtananu Smrityo Karmena Rasana Manasi Niyoja. That organize your life around this principle of keeping the vibration going. Don't leave any gaps because we're uplifted by that vibration. And also on a practical level, build into one's schedule times when you get together with devotees. If you're a grihastha and you open your house at least once a week to having sadhus come in, then the sadhus push out all the whatever there is. They come in and everything else has to get rearranged because you know the sadhus are going to look around and see what's in my house. So then you move this here, you move that there, you move that there. And if you keep doing it, then after a while you go, I might as well just get rid of it all. And also going out to do Sankirtan on a regular basis keeps us in a heightened state of Krishna consciousness. Because as Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, you have to nourish your spiritual body. And he said, that's the chid sharira. It's nourished by chid rakta, spiritual blood. He said, how do you get that? You have to go out and meet people and introduce Krishna consciousness to them. And in the process, you'll find some people, of course this didn't happen to us today at all, that neglect you. Nobody neglected us. Or that disagree. Nobody disagreed with us. And he said, when you go out and you have that friction by people arguing with you and so forth, you actually get spiritual blood. And not only that, as we saw today from the Sankirtan, as we were going here and there, it was hard to get the devotees to get back in the bus because they wanted to do one more book. It's addictive, isn't it? And that's real spiritual addiction. That's the alternative to addiction to Facebook, as an example, which can be pernicious. So those very simple activities that keep us in contact with the internal spiritual energy. Jai Maharaj, Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhu.
Thank you.
From my side, this one point struck me, which Madhavananda Prabhu said, to worship Lord Nityananda properly, we have to become a dosha darshi like him, that not see faults in others. I know we have heard this many times, but the way this was presented in this lecture at Dandabhanga, you know, I wanted to take that and try to follow it.
It really got you that time, huh? Yeah, see, this can change your life. That's why what seems like a small incident, hearing one thing that catches, and then you take it in as a resolution, and then you find suddenly that now I have the strength to actually embrace this. And then we move to the next level in our practice of Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much. Beautiful.
Prabhuji, I've been observing from the time I came for the yatra, and what Madhavananda Prabhu told in the lecture today. The lesson that we learned from Dandabhanga is actually Nirupadi, without any designations. So I was watching the Chinese and the Japanese devotees distributing books in the streets of Puri. I saw that none of them actually speak English language, but they go and convince people to take a book. And I saw them today. They show the book, and to ask donation, they show the coins and rupees of Lakshmi, and they say, "Give me this." And people, and because they saw the burning desire in their heart to give this to somebody, they immediately actually gave the donation, and they did not consider if they spoke the language. They did not consider if they know anything about these people, but they just went and ahead and gave everything. So I was thinking this was a perfect example of being Nirupadi without any designation, and that's the true essence of preaching. So I really appreciated that, Ruji.
That's beautiful, yeah.
And one more thing, what Rasika Mataji was also mentioning about how to worship Lord Nityananda is to, without criticizing. After Mother on the Prabhu said that, actually I was making a prayer within my heart, and then immediately Satyadeva Prabhu mentioned in the class that if you want, you can actually also take a vow, and he was encouraging. So it was nice to have that kind of a push so that we can actually go one step further and just make a small vow or something like that.
Yeah, it's exhilarating to have that encouragement, and then you have the vow before you, and then you actually make it, and then within that instant, in an instant your life changes, because you realize the gravity, I've made a vow, and it's actually the nectar of life to make those internal vows based on what is sat achar, what Krishna has said in the shastra, and what the devotees are encouraging us to do. That's very compelling. Microphone, can pass it back.
Guruji Maharaj, this is my first experience in the yatra.
Hold the microphone right before your mouth. It's on, you just have to hold it to your mouth. A little closer.
Hello.
There you go.
Guruji Maharaj, this is my first experience of this yatra. I have seen yesterday in book distribution, we were saying, give dakshana to us. But today I have observed some persons, they were saying like that, give us Bhagavad Gita, whatever you will need, we will give you. Unfortunately, we are having only one Gita, and one I have borrowed from you that time, they have given, but their demand was so high, at least 7 to 10 persons they were demanding Bhagavad Gita by yourself. And the second thing, today's your session, this evening session, is the energy level is so high, it's very, very difficult to, you can say, assess this energy level. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna. Yes. And then we find this is what happens, as I mentioned, when the members of the Panchatattva plundered the storehouse of the love of God and distributed its contents. The more the contents increase, we, in the course of finding this Nirupadi, that we're approaching all kinds of living entities, all kinds of people, and showing them the transcendental literature, then their spiritual enthusiasm awakens. And it might even surpass ours. And then we have to rise to the occasion. For instance, they'll say, bring more Gitas. And we said, we only brought 2 Gitas. And then we feel, now we have to increase. So this Sankirtan churns this ocean, and it continually brings out the great gifts of realization as we go on. This is why it's so important to combine this energy of Sankirtan with every activity, because this is the energy that brings us to the higher level of realization in Krishna consciousness. By seeing that every living entity is the abode of Krishna, that's the real place where we're worshiping Krishna on the altar of each person's heart, by bringing them the transcendental knowledge. Ananda Murari Prabhu.
Just that point that you just made, Guru Maharaj, about having it be the foundation of every activity that we do. This, I like that Madhavananda Prabhu has recently, he's been speaking that there's ISKCON, and then there's the Hare Krishna movement. And I really like this idea of that the Hare Krishna movement is in a way that kind of that bhajan or that mood of like wanting to give Krishna to others. And then and just thinking how that's what the Hare Krishna movement is. It's this Sankirtan movement, it's a Sankirtan spirit. And so just the point you just made, just I was reflecting on that earlier as we were walking back from the beach, it's that every activity actually should be based, or everything that we're doing, it should be based on this Sankirtan mood and how that's the real happiness in life.
Sometimes you look at, if you buy something in a package, sometimes there's some medicine, for instance, you look on it and it'll say, there's an active ingredient, and then it'll say other ingredients. So the active ingredient is the thing that actually does something. The other things are just filler. They fill it up. And sometimes there's 20 items in the other category. There's only one active ingredient. So those who know the essence of life and know what's most important, they find what puts the move in the movement. What is it that actually moves the movement? What is that thing? And it's that distribution of mercy to others. And in that interaction between other living entities, when we're giving out mercy, we're going out of our way just because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to do it. We use that as our access all areas pass. At these big concerts where all these big shot musicians come, the only people who have access all area passes can go anywhere. But when you're a follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you get access all areas to the whole universe. Because he said, go distribute this to every person, every animal, every living entity. And then the great impetus of the devotees is to distribute to the living entities wherever they go. And that puts that active ingredient to work. Thank you. Radhamohan Prabhu, then Deva Madhava.
Prabhu, just two realizations, observations. One was, today I felt, today and a couple of days before, like Lord Chaitanya's prediction that every town and village, and it was literally that. So it was very, very revealing, very amazing to see how we were actually in the village and just going, you know, store to store, person to person. So that's how I can see the prediction coming true. And secondly, like Mother Malini said, about just observing these devotees, apparently language barriers and, you know, other barriers, but they're so fortunate. You know, I've been associated with the book distribution for a few years now, but we didn't get this mercy, I feel like. You know, we go in the West, but just to see the nectar here, it was just amazing. Thank you.
Yeah, it's very special, isn't it? Okay. Deva Madhava, and then we're coming back to the Varshana, and then our Japanese contingency.
I'm every day and even every moment more excited to see how Krishna has arranged this yatra with three very capable and variegated leaders in yourself and Madhavananda Prabhu and Satyadeva Prabhu. And yesterday when we were in the Gambira, as I'd mentioned, I'd had this admonishment that came from a senior devotee about some preaching that I'd done, you could say. And I was a little offended, actually, by the way the devotee had treated me. And hearing Madhavananda Prabhu speak in the Gambira, I realized that Srimati Radharani has a lot of reasons to be offended in her service to Krishna. But she never gets offended. And I had that realization after hearing his katha and then sitting down and thinking that I wanted to have a moment there in the Gambira, as he encouraged us to do. And so I thought about yourself and how you have us taking shelter of all of these prayers of the previous acharyas and how enlivening that is. And so I chanted the Shikshastakam there in the Gambira. And then at the end of the Shikshastakam, it came to me that whether we're, it's not really even if he handles us roughly, but when he handles us roughly, are we still going to serve? And that came to me when I was thinking about how Satyadeva Prabhu always asks us to look at ourselves and how we have a responsibility to overcome whatever funk is there so that we can do our service in a better way. So my obeisances to you, Prabhus, and thank you. For I'm sure many other devotees are having better moments than that, but I was just grateful that you were all there in that one for me.
Hare Krishna. So, Varshana?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj. Today I felt that when Madhavanand Prabhuji said that when you have to call Lord Nityanand, you have to die. You have to materially die, detach yourself from the materialistic things. That was the thing which really stuck into my mind. And other thing, when I was distributing the book, a person came and I gave one book, but he liked the other one also. And he said, but I have only 10 rupees. I have more money, but I cannot give. I realized that probably he has kept it for his children. I gave the book to him, but the amount of happiness I could see in his eyes was tremendous, Prabhuji. That was thunder. Hare Krishna.
I notice here, as walking behind the devotees who are distributing, of course it's hard to distribute behind the row of devotees because everyone already has a book. But I notice here that people are actually reading them as we walk by. I mean, I look in the shops, I look on, people are sitting on motorcycles, stopped in the middle of the road, reading the book. And they actually value it. And then in the West sometimes, you meet people occasionally that really value it and they'll sit down and it's an anomaly practically. But here, every person seems, they're looking it over like, wow, look what I got here. This is like amazing. They actually flip through it and they start looking at the different chapters and things like that. It's really touching, isn't it? Really touching. Okay, now, Sugiwa, kudasai, onegai shimasu.
ハレクリシナ、今日もすごく楽しく本配りができて、バスに帰りたくないぐらいでした。で、今日学んだことは、チャイタニヤ・マハープラブはクリシナを求める人にあげる、でもニッチャーナンダはクリシナをいらない人にもあげるっていうことを聞いて、私はやっぱりここでサンキルタンディボーティーにならずに日本に帰ってクリシナいらない人にあげようと思いました。
Okay, so she says she had a really wonderful time distributing books today again. And but Lord Chaitanya says there's more to come. She says, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says to give a mercy to the people who ask for it. But Lord Nityananda says to give a mercy to the people who doesn't even ask for it. So I feel, I had told everyone that I want to stay here and then be a book distributor, but I will go back to Japan and give the mercy to the people who doesn't want it.
Arriba!
今の話の続きで、私はクリシュナがいらない人でした。で、ニタイ・ゴール・スンダラっていう日本人のディボーティーがいるんですけど、その人に私は結局プリーチングされて今ここにいるって感じです。
So, it's a kind of continuation of what Amiyadara said also. I used to be a one who did not want Krishna, but there's Japanese devotee Nitai who had preached to me.
それとちょっと質問があって、ダースアバターラの勉強してますけど、毎日歌で。で、今日、 サルババッタチャーリアの家で900年前の、10人の化身の壺を見せられたりして、ちょっとそれに対してどうして、オリッサではこうこのダース・アバターラがものすごくこうインドの古典舞踊としても流行ったんでしょうか。
So this is a question, I think. She said she, because she's here because of a devotee preaching to her, even though she didn't want it. So that was one thing. And then she has a question about the Dasa Avatar, that it seems like there's a lots of Dasa Avatara stories and things in Orissa, this area, and about the dancing or singing or a poem and stuff. So why this Dasa Avatara stories are so popular around here?
Because they're great devotees here in Orissa. They have a long history of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. Madhavananda will say more.
Orissa is a place of Lord Jagannath. And one of Jagannath's names is Gita Govinda Thakur. He's the god of Gita Govinda. And who's the author of Gita Govinda? It's Jayadev Goswami. And Jayadev Goswami, he was born in a village not far from Bhubaneswar, between Bhubaneswar and Cuttack here in Orissa. And he compiled this Dasavatar Stotra. Now, why did he compile it here in Orissa? Because Jagannath is Avatari. He's the source of all the 10 incarnations. And because Jagannath, he likes to dress as Matsyakarma, Varaha, Nisringha, Ramachandra. He has all these different dresses. So this Dasavatar Stotra, all throughout India, there's no tradition that such as what we have here in Orissa about the Dasavatars. So there's, people speak about the Dasavatars in many different places in India, but the iconography, the statues, the music, the dance and things, nowhere is it elaborate as it is here in Orissa. It's a very integral part of Jagannath culture because he's Gita Govinda Thakur.
Gita Govinda Thakur ki.
Jai!
Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Maharaj, so I would like to confess something. Back in Mumbai, I was listening to your song, Nachare Amar Man, I heard it on SoundCloud. And since that day, I was like your biggest fan. And I was waiting for that moment to hear you live, where my mind would actually dance in ecstasy. So I was like, today and yesterday, I was enjoying, I think, to the core. And I wanted to really thank you for that song and, you know. And second point that I wanted to make is, you know, I used to always think, why do we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna? And I mean, that's the reason maybe I did not have like complete faith, because I was always wondering, you know, why do we chant like that, not any other mantra. And the other day, Madhav Prabhu mentioned that, you know, it's because we are fulfilling Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire and trying to please Radha Rani by, you know, and following that movement so that we can basically please her. And that's second. And third point, basically it's a question. Initially, I had a lot of inhibition that, you know, I cannot sell books, or I cannot maybe chant 16 rounds, or, you know, a lot of things. Frustrating one was like, I didn't know that, you know, if I can 24/7 think about Krishna and, you know, be consciously think about him and, you know, just dive into that feeling that, you know, the separation from Krishna and Radharani, right? So that is something, how do you, you know, go about it? Because today I came, I was reading a post on Facebook about, you know, a very senior devotee mentioned that, you know, it's one thing that there were six things that Prabhupada asked her to do, and this was the most complicated one, that how do you consciously think about Krishna 24/7 and be in the service mode? That's all, thank you.
Hare Krishna. Is that a question?
Yeah, that's a question.
Well, just a quick answer. But very practical things. Satyadev Prabhu brought up in his beautiful class yesterday morning about moment to moment. There's a realm that we have some control over in our life when we become aware that there's a higher goal in life, a spiritual goal. And when we gain some impetus for that and we take direction from the scripture and we try to implement in a very local way, that is, in a moment-to-moment way, using whatever in spiritual intelligence we have right now to follow, for instance, as Satyadev Prabhu gave the example, the six activities that nourish devotional service, begin with enthusiasm, and eschewing the other kinds of activities that drag us down or distract us from devotional service. And I'll just give you one verse as a practical example, one that has been very meaningful to me, from the Padma Purana, which says, Atashi Krishna Namadi Nabhaved Grayam Indriye Sevan Mukihi Jivado Swayameva Spratyada. The scriptures come out with such commonsensical and practical advice, and this verse says that we can't see Krishna with our blunt material senses, including the mind. But if we begin yoga by controlling the tongue, then Krishna will reveal himself to us. So in a very practical way, we can all, well, you're already doing, but I can start by controlling my tongue, by being careful what I say. That makes all the difference. And being careful also what I put in my mouth. And just beginning with that very practical application of the verse, then our life begins to change. And because we're doing it for Krishna, he begins to give us more and more, he continues to give us more and more intelligence how to come to him. And then he reveals himself. It's not that we can see his pastimes, but he reveals himself to us. And on that note, we bring to a close this very sacred and special day that we've all had together here in the Dham. Who knew, as Prabhupada said, that we would all come together from various places all over the world. One of my godbrothers said that Krishna's playing chess, or we're playing chess with Krishna, and he's a billion moves ahead. And somehow he's arranged for all of us to be here in the Dham together to learn something more about him so that we can love him more. And we've done a significant amount of damage to the material mindset and to the material world altogether by massive book distribution and by chanting and by hearing in the Association of Devotees in perhaps the most holy place that we've ever been. So thank you very much, everybody, for your blissful spirit and for all the service that all of you are doing. And speaking of service, now we'll hear from Shraddha Devi Dasi, who I'm sure has some important parting gifts for us, announcements of what's to come tomorrow. Please come tell us what we've won. Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman.